Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you.
We thank you for the opportunity of coming on your radio stage once again to be able to present the word to your people in a way that it seems not to man, but it seems to it's through the Spirit. Father God, we decree and we declare that every word that we speak on tonight, there be something that will help those who are out there dealing with the afflictions in their life. Lord, we ask you to loose them in the name of Jesus. And even as we declare and we decree, we speak according to your word by faith. And we ask, Father God, that everything in the lives of those who are going through, let it line up according to the blood. Father God, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. First of all, we have been talking through our series here for the last few weeks, dealing with how faith is the key. What is faith? We're going to deal with those subjects. We're going to talk about the area of the seven keys of faith. Upon last week, we did some very in-depth study about the Word of God. We stuck Scripture. We ate real good. And let's have a good meal tonight as we continue to toss and lay down every soothsaying spirit that may try to come in to stop what God has already generated, ordained, and decreed according to His Word on this study tonight. We thank each and every one of you for joining us once again. As I said before, I'm Pastor Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas, Texas, and we just ask you to continue to keep praying for us as we continue to open up our new location, as we continue to get the core together. Matter of fact, to give you just the fact of when we're going to do it, it's going to be taking place February the 2nd, 2014. We're asking each and every one of you right now to go to the website. You'll see all of our information being diverted and all of the things we are doing over in helping Harvest Point Church. That's over there with Pastor Willie Patilla, him and his wife, Veronica Patilla, and we really want to support them in what we're doing. On last week, we didn't have a chance to be out in service. We were at a prayer engagement with a pastor friend of mine, and I do mean it was a very good engagement. Once again, let's get started. Let's see what the Word of God has to say that's coming from the kingdom, and we want to deal with what is real faith. Faith is the key. What are most people been trapped in fears and worry? Why are they been trapped in fears and worry? Because it's a lack of faith. What is faith? But what is faith? Is it positive thinking? Is it your feelings for being inside the bricks and the mortar, which is called the church? Or do you believe what the Word of God said, that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, millions of people have been what you call miserable, disturbed, because of all this revelation going forth, and it seems like there's no demonstration. We got to really go back to the Word of God and see what the Word of God is declaring and decreeing in this season in terms of what He has said and His Word that will come full fruition in the lives of each and every individual. As a Christian, we all desire, in the name of Jesus, to be successful in whatever God has called us to do or to be. True success is determined by your ability to walk in faith. You want to grow in faith, faith to faith. The Word of God speaks over in the book of Romans 1:17, for it talks about the now faith. It say, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I take a closer look at that, and let's kind of just break it up a little bit, and let's see what the Holy Spirit is really telling us dealing with that particular subject. We look at the process of sin now therein. The Word of God does declare in the book of Corinthians, He said, for there now is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Matter of fact, we go to 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are understanding to see the Word of God. He said, your change, your transformation, you're no longer the old man, but you now become a new man. And we deal with the subject in Romans 12, and dealing with that 12:1, and it's also about the beseeding. We don't want to get too far off our subject here, but we want to stay with the process that the just shall live by faith. But we want to look at this Romans 1:17 real close. He said, for therein, which therein is through the cross, everything comes through the blood, through the power. There's no knowledge that no man is able to have than that of Jesus Christ. The Word does declare that if you speak any other thing over in Romans, I believe it's over in the book of Corinthians, I'd be correct. Over in Corinthians at chapter 3:11, he talks about if you build on anything other than that of Jesus Christ. In other words, Romans 1:17 talking about therein, which is through the cross, is the righteousness of God, which is of God, being right with God. As we look at that real close, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God That means right with God, revealed from faith to faith. From faith relates to God as the provider in the faith of which we live. It's only through him that all things are accomplished, and it's only through him that everything will be revealed for that what God has called us to do. In other words, the righteousness of God is walking in and being revealed the will of God. We see that when Jesus told John the Baptist that he must be baptized by John in order to fulfill the righteousness. It's an order there. It's an order saying that he has to go through the commandments. But in the process of going through the commandments, he's coming to do the work in which his Father sent him to do. We're going to pause there for a minute, and I want to take you back over to the book of John. Let's roll over to the book of John and get your Bibles together. Take your study notes, because I want you to get information on what we're talking about tonight, because this is something that's going to loose your faith. We're going to go to John 14. We're going to loose your faith. And we got to understand we live in a word-activated society. The Word of God came forth. The Word of God speaks in the book of John. First John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, and the Word was with. So we're going to actually see in John chapter 1, how it relates to John 14 in terms of what God is speaking through his Son. So we put in our notes in the book of John, 1 John, which is the gospel, the first one of the gospels, and we said, in the beginning was, and the Word was, and the Word was with. Now, we got to illustrate that and just break it down because we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. In the beginning, it was. In other words, nothing was done without the Word. It was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. When you speak faith, it's word activated. When you believe what Romans 1 and 17 says, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to faith. And the Word of God says faith coming by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. If you're going to speak the Word of God, you got to know the Word of God. And knowing the Word of God projects that what God has for you to do. But you got to walk in the righteousness of God that you may be revealed that what God has in store for you. You know, he established our faith in us before the foundations of the world. We were already in the plan to receive the very inheritance, being the children of Abraham, what God has already predestined. And I'm not just going to say predestined, what he predicted and predestined us to be. It was guaranteed that once he go to the cross and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, he gave us the ability to understand and realize that we're now justified, that now the law came in, which was the blood, and the blood cleansed us from our sins, that we may have the righteousness of Christ, that when we walk therein, we walk in with power, we walk in with grace, and we walk with authority. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. That means our mind has got to line up. You're walking in faith. The Romans says in Romans 12 and 2, he said, be transformed. The transformation comes when you understand what 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tell us, if any man be in Christ, you got to be in him, that old man has passed away. Now we got to understand this, and we got to look at this very carefully, because we don't want to skid through this without getting the revelation of what God is saying. You got to understand that you got to know what Romans 10, 8, and 9 says, the confession of your mouth and the believing in your heart, and that you shall be saved. You come into salvation. That even though sometimes you seem like you toe up from the floor up, God has got the ability to clean you up according to his will, his plan, and his purpose. Well, Pastor, what are you saying? Well, according to Jeremiah 29:11, he says, only I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. Now, he didn't say about anybody. He said the Lord. But as we go over to the book of John, chapter 14, and we look at verse 10, and we're going to understand what the Father is saying through the Son. You got to believe in the Son to believe in what the Father's called him to do. Now, he says over in verse 10, and we want to go there for time, give a little time just to turn there. I want you to really hear what the Word of God is saying this afternoon or this evening. Now, it says over in John 10, as we looked over this on last week, he said, believeth thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Now, it sends a question mark. Most of your Bibles may not give this question mark, but it sends a signal to you to understand. He said, believest thou not? If you don't believe that what God has sent, then you can't receive what God has prepared for you. Because he said, believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? Now listen to this real careful. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. He tells you right there, I didn't come to you to believe in me, but I've come to you to believe the work and what he done through me. In other words, he goes on and said, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Now, he says the Father is going to do the work. I'm going to say that again. The Father does the work. Your job is to know to have faith. Your job is to know that what he sent forth in the flesh, in the suit that Jesus Christ wore, born of a virgin birth, knew that he was the immaculate conception. And it was only him that we believe in according to the word of God that he's going to stand in the gap for every perpetuation of our sins. Now, he goes on and makes his story a little bit more stricter in verse 11. He said, believe it that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the works, the very works' sake, meaning I come to demonstrate. Hebrews 12 tells us he was the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, we look at the works of Apostle Paul. We go around Romans 7. We see how Paul was going through some trying times. Now, this wasn't a sinful man that was speaking the things that he was dealing with, some of the baffling issues that he was dealing with in Romans 7 and 15. He was coming under unconformity, that the law, in other words, his Damascus experience was being tainted to the point that he felt like he was being discombobulated. But God never sent forth a word unless he reveals it through his prophets. Paul was chosen on the road to Damascus to do the very work that God called him to do. So was Jesus Christ, but he wasn't an immaculate conception. But Paul proved the point that he can get closer to Christ as being in a physical birth that any man could ever know and understand. This man wrote 3/4 books of the Bible. But we realize and understand that even as we are men and women of God, according to Romans 4:17, we are now justified, not by our education, but by the revelation, which give us a tool that says that now you got to walk by faith and not by sight. The word of God does declare, for the things that are seen in Hebrews 11 are unseen. For that which you see are temporal. I mean, God said, you got to believe me for what you don't see. Abraham believed this. Let me take you to a few subjects before we go on here, and I'm gonna take you to some solid information about faith and how God really reveals things through the Spirit. That even when it seems like it's not there, God has already made the promise that guarantees the work that he's called to do to come to fruition if you have the faith. Now, as we go over the book of John 14, and we go on down to verse 12, and we just come off of verse 11. Now, we want to look at verse 12. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now, he's talking about something great there, dealing with the presence of the Holy Spirit. In other words, I come like the booster. I come like the boosting cable to get you to understand that all this revelation and all this healing and all these blessings and all these miracles I'm doing in earth is designed for you to do as well, because my Father is going to create you in his own image. In other words, you got the ability to do it, whatever you feel that's possible to done. Let me say something, man and woman of God, for those who are suffering through afflictions in their body. In other words, the word of God declares over in the book of Isaiah 53, it talks about who has believed those reports. Hear me out. And he said, who has the arms of those reports been revealed? Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, proved the point that if you believe in the works that I do, but if you don't believe in me, but believe in the works in which my Father sent me to do, but in the midst of me doing the works, I only get the power from the one who sent me. He says over in the book of John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He gave me the ability to do all the works that I'm doing. Nothing that I can do, I do on my own. I do because the Father has sent me to do the work and prepare that work that you may believe that the works that I do, you are able to do if you walk in faith. Let's get some bullet points here. Let's go on and continue to go down about the remarks dealing with the seven keys of happening and dealing with faith. Now, the Word of God says that this happened to Abraham. We're talking about faith now. This happened to Abraham when God asked him to sacrifice his son, Isaac. He did it according to faith. He didn't deal with his feelings. In other words, when you look at your natural senses, it's things that can get in the way of what God has called you to do. I tend to call them blockage. Your hearing, you hear the wrong thing. It talks about in Proverbs 18. It deals with the process of how you hear and then you speak. Your mouth is another thing that'll get you in the situation. It blocks your faith. Your eyes is another thing. You begin to look at the parallel rather than looking at the vertical, and that's Christ. The Bible says, cast your eyes upon the cross. And he said he continued to keep it up like a flint. Meanwhile, notice what God is doing for you in your life. Notice what he's brought you from. It goes on to speak about another powerful verse, and he deals with Job. And it happened to Job when he lost everything, including what? His health. The word of God declares over in the book of Job, though you slay me, yet will I what? Trust you. It happened to Noah when he was asked to build the ark. They called him some kind of crazy man. This old man out here building an ark on a dry ground. He must be out of his mind. The same thing will happen to you. Even when God begin to give you the revelation and the wisdom and the vision, people will call you insane. Even when you at old age, you say, I'm going to get me a husband. In other words, I'm going to get married. You must have lost your man. No, I ain't lost my man. You lost your man. Because I believe that God has guaranteed the word that he said over in the book of John 14, believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and else believe me for the works that I do. I believe in what the cross says. As he begins to speak clearly with precise precision in what he's doing. The Bible said the word of God is like a two-edged sword. Now, we talking about some edge stuff. We talking about some cutting and going. I don't care what you dealing with in your life. I don't care what the doctor has told you. But the word of God does declare that who has believed that report and who has the arms of that report been revealed. I'd rather believe the word that's coming from the kingdom than the word that's coming from a man. Because God says, by his stripes that I'll be healed. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. Notice how I say, the chastisement of his peace. By the chastisement of his peace, I am healed. Now, we got to realize and understand that it's an ongoing subject when you think about it. Meaning that he said, I was bruised. These things bring in sinners. In the terms of breaking this very popular chapter up that we so often use in the Word of God over in Isaiah 53, but we don't get the full revelation of what God is saying. It says in chapter 53 of Isaiah, he said, who has believed our report? And whom, look that up in your dictionary, whom, plural, those who don't believe, just as happened with Jairus' daughter, when Jesus was on his way to heal the woman with the issue of blood, those people with disbelief around Jairus' daughter already proclaimed the young girl been dead. But Jesus said, you got to get out. And that's sometimes you got to do things in your life. You got to get the negative folk away from around you. And you got to believe what the word of God has declared in your life, that what's going to happen is going to come to fruition. Now, it goes on and says, when you look at this verse, it talks about that who has believed the report, in whom are the arms of the Lord has been revealed. For he was a griever, grown up to before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Sometimes you got to come up out of a dry situation to believe that when it don't seem like no water around you, God can still do what he said he's going to do in you. In other words, you heard the old saying that says he's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around and around in the midnight hour. The midnight hour believes according to the hour when you begin to pray in the spirit. Now, I ain't talking about just talking God in the night. I'm talking about some hadasada babarosa and some kid in the bush. I'm talking about in your prostate position and believe that God is giving you the ability to open the kings of heaven, that whatever you say and whatever you speak, if you walk upright, according to Psalms 84:11, no good thing will God withhold from you. Is anybody here this afternoon? I'm trying to tell you that God has got the ability to bring you out of whatever condition you're in. So many people are being tormented by what they're hearing. But the word of God says faith coming by hearing. And hearing come by the word of God. You got to believe what the word of God has told you. You got to declare and decree that in your life that no weapon formed against you has got the ability to prosper. The Bible says it happened to Joseph when he was thrown in prison. Now, this ain't nothing but the word of God coming from the book of Joel 25. And he said he will restore what the keep the worm and the locusts have stolen. When the enemy seems like he done stole something from you, you got to be able to go down on your knees and declare and decree that no weapon formed against you. You got to know that that word carries activation. And with the activation, it's got the ability to do everything that God said it's going to do. Faith is the key to those if you continue to walk in the word. James 1 and 8 said you can't be double-minded walking in the kingdom of God. You must walk by faith. As I say once again, and at Romans 1 and 17, he said the just shall live by faith. Let's move on and let's get some more of these key topics in the event of what we're going on. We're talking about the subject today that it's faith is the key. It's going to be what's going to be the driving force to get you to where you're going. Faith to faith. Those people who have had it hard in their lives and enabled them to have the faith to faith, your circumstances is not continue to design and be where they are. It may seem hopeless. It may seem like you're going through, but I'm telling you, woman and man of God, in your household, if you can understand the revelation of 1 and 17, you're justified by the power of the Spirit. Every one of these words I'm speaking to you, how Moses, when he led the children of Israel across the Red Sea, men and women, God, that took faith. That man of God got a word from the king, was activated into his brain, and he performed it. James says, show me a man that says he has faith but no work. I'll show you a man with faith that's dead. Now, we believe appearing in a harvest house. I don't know what you believe, but we believe that God can do things at an accelerated rate. I mean, he's got the power. His word is like accelerate. When you touch a match to it with your faith, it will just engulf and do whatever it's designed to do. And matter of fact, it'll burn up everything in your life that's not like God. I don't care what you're dealing with. The Bible said that the just shall walk by faith. Let me speak to you again about the book of Numbers, how God's word performs truth, how it performs faith. Open the book of Numbers over that 23:19-21. The word of God does declare, am I God that I shall lie? Or am I a son of a man that I should have to repent? Now, he says he's been given a commandment. Now, the commandment is understanding. When you look at the Ten Commandments, the first five commandments is dealing with the laws and understanding how you be obedient to God. The second half of the Ten Commandments, which is the 6th through the 10th, tells us how we are to be loyal and obedient and get along with all our brothers in faith. Not been bickering and fighting and backbiting, as Galatians say, and be careful that you don't be backbiting. But when you look at the book of the Ten Commandments, you understand the tablets, the stone which Moses brought down from the mountain, and he began to speak and declare and decree that these stones will be placed in the ark for an everlasting covenant for those who believe. Now, when you look at verse 1 in the Ten Commandments, you read down to the 5th, you see that God is dealing primarily with how you are to him. The first five, and you go down from the 5th verse or the sixth verse on down, you deal with how God deals with how the commandments deal with your fellow brother and sister. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to understand that we are men and women that God is designed, that if we're going to receive all that God has for us, we got to believe that what it says in Romans 1 and 17, for in the righteousness, hear me out, for in the righteousness, which is through the cross of God, is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. He gives a guarantee right there. The word of God has been written that the just shall live by faith. We just don't live all over the place and scattered. We're justified by the power of God. All the miracles, all the illustration, all this world was never designed to go forth with no revelation. They said when he looked at Joshua, when he was told about the process of Jericho and to be able to tear down the walls, he believed that when he got his men together, he began to delegate them. And you read in Joshua 6 how the commandment of the word of God came in such a strategic event to the point that it was unparalleled. He gave them word for word how he was supposed to do and win the battle. Elijah, when he was challenging the prophets in Baalah, when he began to go against every one of the prophets, and when Jezebel began to run them off, he began to get down in his faith and began to say that I'm all alone. There's nobody. No, Lord said, no, you ain't by yourself. I got 7,000 that hasn't bowed to the feet of Baalah, meaning God got a remnant for those who believe in faith. Daniel was put in the lion's den. He got all of his commissions together, all the people on the staff who were supposed to be his friends. They went against him, and they signed an oracle. They signed a very command against him that whoever get caught praying will be thrown in the lion's den. Daniel was a man who walked by faith, went to his upper room. The minute he opened the room, Shanda, in the name of Jesus. He called it out to God. And he didn't believe what they saw. And he believed what they said. I don't care what kind of degree you got in place. If I'm a man of God, I'm going to be what God's called me to be. We got to believe that even when Stephan was stoned to death, he called out and said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We're talking about faith here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about something that surpasses all man's understanding. In the book of Matthew, we go over to the book of Matthew. Let's turn over there. And let's look at chapter 8. Look at verse 9 through 10. See, for also a man under authority. Now, look what he said. For I am also a man under authority. Now, I want to understand what we're saying right there. Having soldiers under me, and I said this to one, go, and he goes, and another comes, and he comes as to my servant. Do this, and he does it. He commands the people. He's under authority. But what the man of God, the centurion, is saying right here, even though I'm a man of authority, I'm going to come up in a higher authority to believe that whatever Jesus heard and he has marveled and said to those who followed him, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. This is what you want to be in your life. When you believe and you begin to declare and you begin to decree that no weapon formed against you, it don't matter what it looked like in your physical eyesight, you got to be a man or woman of God that walk by faith. And faith is blind. You can't see it, but you got to have an understanding that your mind has got to be transformed to believe that whatever you speak out of your mouth is going to come to full fruition. Abraham's obedient to God. When he sacrificed Isaac over in the book of Genesis. Think about this. Moses obedient to submission to God. The authority when he was told to stretch out the rod over the Red Sea. We see that in the book of Genesis. We ain't got to go through all this for those who want to land with Bible scholars, but I want to take you through it. Genesis 14 to 16. Elijah in the healing of Naaman. Naaman thought he was going to come out of there and do some kind of wave his hands and everything. That man sat in the court. That man sat right there in the tent and told him to go dip in the Jordan seven times. That brother made all kinds of excuses how bad the Jordan River was, and there was many more rivers around that he could have went in and got healed in. But sometimes God puts you in an impossible situation to trust your faith. To believe that if you're going to believe what he say or what man say. Joshua was given the specific instructions over in Joshua 6, 1 through 5. And how he was supposed to knock down the Jericho wall. Peter and the disciples were told to cast their nets in a specific place after fishing all night. No, listen to me, please. You cannot deny the word of God when it seems impossible to you. You can't lean to your own understanding. That Proverbs 3 and 5 says, you got to know that God has got the way to show you where you need to go. That even when it don't seem like you're moving in that direction, you got to be able to cast not just one net. If you look at the book of Luke 5, 1 through 4, you see that one of the areas, he said nets in the Pacific place after they're fishing all night. And as a result, they caught nothing. They didn't catch anything. But they complain. But the word of God spoke into the heart of Peter, as it always do. He said, Lord, if you say so, if it's on your word, that W-R-D, if it's on your word, he's activating now. Because Jesus told him already, cast it. And you're going to see the power of what I'm telling you to do. Even when he told Jesus, do we pay taxes? How many people want to go down and throw a fishing pole in the water and believe the first fish they pull that they can get the coin out of the mouth and pay off all your debts? And this is what faith is. You got to believe and you got to understand that, realize that when you're walking in faith and you're walking in the power and the revelation, I ain't talking about somebody just getting up there teaching the word on Sunday morning. I'm talking about, do you believe in what you say? Do you believe in what you're doing? Do you believe in what you're walking in? The word of God declares and says it over again. You can read this thing 100 times over, Romans 1:17, that the righteousness, that means being obedient to God, is revealed through faith. When you look through that, it said you got to be right to have the faith. That's why he said the just shall live by. You got to be justified by faith. You got to know and realize and understand not what it says in Romans 10, that how he went about establishing their own law, their own faith. And they was ignorant of God's righteousness, and they began to fall under the very spirit in which they were working in. When you come into a service, when you're coming under the man of God, you know that God's given him the appointed position to be the very prophet of that house, be obedient to him. That when you be obedient to the man of God, the word of God is declared and decreed by his authority and his power, that you've now been justified under the obedience of God. Because now you're walking by faith. The word of God declares and decrees. I'm saying this all the time, declare and decree. In the book of Amos 3, that he says, I don't bring a word into the land, and first it's revealed through my prophets. God has got to bring a word through his people, to the man who he has chosen. We see it all through the book of the Bible. We see it with Isaiah. We see the story with Moses. We see it with Joshua. We see it with Elijah. We see it with Daniel. We see it with Stephan. We see it with Paul. God brought a word into a mouthpiece, and that mouthpiece activated that what God said into the land. But it's something about us as people, how stubborn we just get sometimes, and we don't want to come under authority. I'm talking about us right now, who don't want to fall under the obedience of what God has called us to do. We seem to have everything that we want to do other than walking right with Christ. But I'm not going to get on that subject right now. I'm going to flee from that, because I know once I get started in, it's going to cut. But what we're going to deal with is that faith is the key. You can't say that you got the keys to the kingdom and don't know how to get around the kingdom, meaning you can't be a man or woman of God walking in your own ability, that you can't keep on going around saying hallelujah, shanda bahala basoosa, and then behind closed doors you living like a demon. You can't do that. The Bible said you got to be justified and understand and realize that you got to walk by faith. These men of God walked by faith. Even though when they was wrong, they were strong to repent and go down in the very knees and believe that God was going to restore them. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Get your life right. Be a hero from God. Understand that what it says in the book of Colossians, he's wiped off all the handwriting on the wall that was contrary against you. So what? It looks like they got a rap sheet on you. So what? It looks like somebody talking about you. Who cares what the people say about you? Well, you got to understand right now that what sometimes people do care. And I do really care what people say about me, because I want them to say the right thing about me, that I'm a man of God. I walk in integrity. I walk with the glow of the spirit that believe and declare and decree that God has given me favor on my life. It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside, because God said, according to the prophet Samuel, when he went out when he went out to anoint the next king of Israel, to the prophet, he had to get checked, because it didn't look like what he bought in or was about to anoint had the ability to be the king of Israel. But I'm telling you, man and woman of God, you got to understand and realize that David was a man who was after God's own heart. The fourth key, we not might get through all the keys tonight, the fourth key, pressing in or pressing on regardless of all the orange cones in your life. You're going to have some obstacles going to come at you. For example, when the woman with the flow, with the issue of blood over in the book of Luke, that woman was determined when she went to every physician that seemed like they had the answer. She heard about the word of Jesus. Remember, faith coming by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. She was operating on her own intellect, but she heard a word in the spirit. And the word speaks loudly and clear over in the book of Luke 8:45. When Jesus said, who touched me? That means she had the faith to activate what God had in place. When all denied her, of every ailment she had, God was the one through Jesus Christ was going to deliver this woman for whatever she had in her body. And the women, and you can tell the people that were around them, they were distorted themselves. When all denied it, Peter, he always caught up in something. Peter and those who were with him said, Master, is a multitude that throngs among you. You know, who touched you? And Jesus began to speak on, no, somebody touch me. But Jesus said, somebody touch me. Notice how the negative people that was around him was supposed to have been his very little concubine, his very little people. They said the multitude song, that was an excuse right there. And he pressed. And he pressed you. They pressing up on you. And he says, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody touch me. For I perceive that the power, my God, in the name of Jesus, went out of me. Your faith is the connection. Your faith is the key. It wasn't so much about the garments. If it was about the garments, you see people doing what they're doing now, cutting the rags and hailing out and telling them to put it in your wallet and put it in your purse and all this stuff. And all that, no, you just walk by faith. You start dealing with all that junk, then that's what you're gonna build your faith on. Pieces of cloth and all this other junk that they putting out there. The pimp the word of God, as I say. You know, you can't deal with that stuff. Your word has got to be raw faith. You gotta have faith. And to believe that whatever you're dealing with in your life, God is giving you the ability and the power that if you speak according to his will and his purpose, God will do what he says he's going to do. Now, Numbers 23, 19 to 21. Now, you say, am I God that I shall lie? Or am I a son of one of us that I will have to repent? He said, I've been given a commandment to bless. And I will not reverse it. Isaiah, over in the book of Isaiah 55:11, let's go over there and see what it says in Isaiah 55:11. He says it very strong again, Isaiah 55:11, so forth the words that go forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall, that's the key, it's going to do what it's assigned to do. It will accomplish that which I please. Now, the word of God is pleasing. If he's pleasing in the Son, if he's speaking, it's going to do just what he said it's going to do. We got to have a Jesus-like faith. And we got to believe that even when we deal with healness, problems of sickness in our body, when we deal with financial difficulty, when we deal with impossible things that's going on all around us, our job is to get out of the warp zone and get in the zone with Christ. Sometimes we just tossed in to and fro, like the word of God says over in James, 1:8. You just threw all around. You don't know which way you're going. But the word of God does state, if you double-minded, if you confused in who you are as a man or woman of God, and you still dealing with the small things in your life, but yet you're praising Christ, you're going to have to get yourself together. As the old song says to the women that says, Mary, Mary, I got to get myself together because I got somewhere to go. And I'm telling you, men and women, you got to be praying that you're going to get there. If you're dealing with abuse, substance abuse, if you deal with alcoholism, even if you're dealing with HIV in your body, I don't care what kind of disease you're dealing with, God has got the ability to transform and change you through your faith. When we look at the book of Matthew 15, and we see that how all the people began to come against Jesus Christ, and they came, and it said they worshiped him, saying, but let's look at this 24th verse. And I want to go through this very slowly. I want to see what the word of God is saying here. It says over in the 21st verse, then Jesus went out therein and departed into the coast of Troy and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came unto him, saying, cast, and cried unto him, saying, I have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed. This is a powerful word that this woman heard about him. My daughter is grievously vexed. That means she's dealing with all kinds of demons. She worshipped, her sister was probably worshiping the brother who lived in the tombs over in John 5, who cried out in Mark 5, who cried out all night long, and was nobody there to hear them. But this is what the woman of God said when she began to speak. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and bought her, saying, send her away, for she cried out after us. This is what sometimes what people do to you. You believe in God, but as it says over in the book of Luke 8:45-46, you got some, I ain't going to say some haters, some disbelievers among you. He said, well, Lord, when Luke 8:45-46, they begin to say, well, it's a multitude around us. Ooh, they're songing all upon us. Who touched you? But Jesus said, no, somebody put their hands on me. And whoever put their hands on me is about to be delivered on this day. It's the same thing that is this woman of God cried out about her daughter who was deeply or grievously vexed with demons. And he said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house. I am not sent, but only to the lost sheep of Israel. Now listen to this. Then she began to worship him, saying, Lord, help me. This is what I want to get you right there. When you begin to cry out help, then you begin to activate the things that's in you that come out of you. Am I talking anywhere with anybody? When you begin to cry out and believe that whatever's in you and whatever's going on with you, God has got the power. Let me say this, man and woman of God, in the name of Jesus. If you can catch it, God can fix it. In the name of Jesus. If you can believe it, God can, you can receive it. You can be clear of every felony, every conviction, every unpromised word, everything that happened to you, by every sickness, every disease that's in you. If you can believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm a man of God who walks after God's heart. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm here to believe, to get you to understand that if you can be convicted under the word of Jesus Christ and believe, that whatever you dealing with, whatever small thing that be holding you back, if God is telling you to get rid of it, shut it down in the name of Jesus. If you ain't got the ability to shut it down right away, God has got the ability to shut it down for you. When you try to do it yourself, it can't be done. God can take a man who's been blown out of their mind on drugs in one moment of time, heal them for whatever it is. I don't care what kind of heart disease you're dealing with, what kind of illness in your body that you're fighting, if it be a God in heaven, he's got the ability to deliver you from whatever it is that's in you. But if you don't have the faith and you don't believe that God is a God that he should not lie. He's not a son of a man that he should have to repent. He said he's been given a commandment to bless. And the word of God says over Numbers 23:19-20, he will not reverse it. Isaiah 11:55-11 tells us his word goes forth and it will not come back unto him void, but it will accomplish that what he had pleased it to do. Women and men of God, if we quit walking perplexed in our mind and quit being tossed to and forth like the book of James 1:8, and just to get lined up with the word of God and believe that God can do anything, to those who understand that the faith is through him. Remember, let's focus on this tonight as we open up the line for questions. Romans 1:17, for in the righteousness, that's the key word, righteousness of God, you got to be right, of God is revealed. That's the only way God's going to reveal to you, if you're walking in righteousness. And he said when you walk in righteousness, when your mouth begin to activate the word faith to faith, it is written that you now been justified, not by the American poll, because sometimes the majority ain't always right, but just a few who believe, like this woman who came to Jesus and talked about her daughter. And he began to call her all kind of names. And a dog was really, because he really cussed her out. I ain't called to do nothing for you. I'm only calling to the one the Father called me to do. But somehow her faith catapulted her into the next dimension. You're born in the fourth dimension. You're not just a man here on earth. You're born to have the spirit, the soul, and the mind, the blood, to know that God has got the ability to do everything he commanded to do through you, but you got to have faith. You have already been given a choice in your life. If you're going to be on the wrong side, that's the side you're going to convict it on. If you're going to be on the right side, that's the side God's going to pull you on. If you're on the left, that's what you're convicted by. By your sins, the word of God says you got to give account of every idle word that come out of your mouth. You can't be joking and gesturing with your buddies. You got to stand out as being a light that stands above them, to know that you are beacon system for the kingdom of God. And don't be so scared to tell somebody about their spicy language. And if they don't want to change, then don't let them change. But you just speak a word of the light. I command by the word of God that your mouth be sealed with the right words, that you will speak nothing but heavenly thoughts in the name of Jesus. And you got to decree these things. You got to know that when you begin to say it, God can perform it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to open up the lines for those who have questions dealing with this very subject tonight. And we thank you for those who joined in with us and being a part of the service in the show. You can go back to your archives and listen to this very word that God has declared. I want to open up the lines for anybody who has anything they have to say concerning this message on tonight. Open for those who want to just come in. We're going to take a pause here before those who make up their mind and just don't be double-minded. For those who want to call in, remember that the number is 347-637-1074. When you call into the studio, just push the little tattletale button and then number one, and it'll bring you in. If you need prayer, if you seem to be down and out, if you seem to don't know which way you need to go, if you just trust God and believe that through him, everything and all things are possible. As we get ready to close the show out, we thank those who join us. And yet there's no question, but there's all room, always room for many. If you're dealing with something, you want something to pray for you about, you know, let's open up the lines and let's just come on and call in. It's 347-637-1074. Once again, that's 347-637-1074. God bless you. God keep you. And even as we be getting ready to go into prayer, yet there's not a line that's lit up that when we pray tonight, but I'm telling you, you will always need prayer. Don't ever be shy. You know, your prayer ain't always the right prayer. My prayer ain't always the right prayer. But if you begin to mingle the very prayers together, you begin to see the power of God move. I guarantee you that'll be a change that will take place in your life. Father God, I thank you for these men and women of God who have joined us on this small internet radio service tonight, that they, even the words that I speak be encouraging words. Lord, that the power of your spirit will go into their households. Father God, we ask you to let your word convict and let it arrest everything that's in them that's not like God. Let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to be revealed in them, that even as they begin to open their mouth and begin to proclaim the word of God according to the Spirit, that you are God, that you already promised that you should not lie, and you're not a son of a man that you should have to repent. Lord, we loose every problem, every illness, and every sickness. Lord, we come against diabetes. We come against every skin disease in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against every form of back pain, Lord, every form of irritating mind, every form of thyroid, Father God, every form of hypertension, every cancer in the name of Jesus. Every problem's got to deal with the breathing of lungs. Somebody's been healed in the name of Jesus. Even I see a picture of lungs, they begin to be compressing. God is delivering you from that abnormality that's in you. And God is showing you that he's got the power through his word to know that whatever you're dealing with, that he can deliver you. Father God, come against and break the back of lack in the homes of the people. Let them be delivered according to the word of God, to know that through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we thank you. And we declare, we decree, we speak. We call this word to be signed. We call it to be patented by the power of the Spirit. And we send it to the third heavens to go forth. We know it will not come back void, but will accomplish all that in therein. These things I'm asking not of myself, but through the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. Well, for those of you, we thank you for joining us once again. I want to leave you on Pastor Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas. And we want to ask you, for those who want to go to the website, just go to the website, see what we're about, see what we're doing, and see what the church is all about, and give a chance to come by and visit us. And we just thank you for just tuning in with us today, just for being obedient. Remember the word of God says that just shall walk by faith. Let's walk in integrity. Let's walk in the light. But I'm going to leave with your strong word of faith over from Bishop Raymond Johnson out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from a Living Faith Christian Center. And we'll talk to you guys hopefully by this same time or tomorrow. Also, we'll be having a special service on Thursday as we begin to break down some of the scriptures. Same time, same place, here at the power of God's word. God bless you. I'm going to feel the victory.
victory of God in here today. Tell God, I receive my victory. I receive deliverance. I receive my help. I receive strength. I'm taking off like a 757. I got to tell this story before I quit. I watched the news yesterday. And you know, for the last 2 or 3 days, it's been bad weather all up in the north. Tornadoes everywhere. But I saw a little news clip. This little woman, I think it was in Kentucky, a giant tornado was right out almost in her front yard. You could see it in the distance. And it was coming right at her. Somebody had the video camera on. And that little woman was out there. Don't tell me what God can do for you. That tornado was eating up everything in its sight. Tearing up houses and buildings and stores and throwing school buses around like matchsticks. You can see her on that little video. She put her hand out there and said, tornado, get away from here. In the name of Jesus, you got to get away from my house. Get away from my property. Can I tell you what Sister Gail began to do? She prayed a while in English. Then she said, don't tell me what God can't do to get his word out. Everybody watch CNN. They don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. But they got this little woman on there speaking to a tornado in the name of Jesus. See, the weatherman couldn't do it. The meteorologist couldn't do it. The politician couldn't do it. But one little woman stood her ground and said, in the name, God, I know you got power. A tornado got power. But my God got no power. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you what happened? That thing got to running. That thing got to getting out of here. Not one board on her house was broken. Not one thing in her yard was touched. And everybody around the world, look it up on YouTube. Look it up on CNN. Baby, talk to that thing in Jesus' name. Talk to God in the Holy Ghost. That's why you need to be full of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. That tornado didn't know what she was saying. But God in heaven knew what she said. God put his arms out and protected her. Just like when the wind came against the disciples, he commanded, say, peace, be still. Wind, shut your mouth. Get away from that believer. He will. If he did it for her, God will do it for you. If he do it for my children, God will do it for your children. If God bless you, he'll bless everybody up in here. Somebody say, God, you are healer. God, you are deliverer. I'm not leaving here until I get blessed. I'm not going to stop until the power, fire, fire, until the power.